Hey, this week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about the 312 Block Party and the Brew Bus visits Lagunitas. All that and more in this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back to talk about alcohol in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't do that without drinking Chicagoland beer, right?
True. Those are two of my favorite subjects, by the way.
Chicago and alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. That's why you have a podcast about it. So it works out then, right? Well, this week on Chicago Beer Pass, we're drinking Penrose P2.
Yeah, so this is a Belgian pale ale from the good folks in Geneva, Illinois. So we know these guys, E. Hobbs and Tom Quarter.
Yeah.
I've known them for quite some time. So they're in bottles. Looks like the little 12-ounce stubby bottles. This is a Belgian pale ale, 5.4%. So this is, you know, it's doing what it's supposed to do, right? It's a Belgian session beer,
right?
Yeah,
we got a podcast session right here.
You know, so this it falls right into place. So,
and this beer is great. It's like spicy and just refreshing. It's lovely. It's easy drinking.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's yeah, like you said, it's a little peppery. You know, you get a little bit of that, you know, that orange kind of pear note in it, but just enough. Mm-hmm. Everything's in balance, which I really love about what they're doing. So. Yeah.
Definitely, if you haven't been to the Penrose Brewery, definitely check that out if you can make it. Or, you know, you can find P2 and the Proto in bottles around town. Yeah. So definitely worth checking out. But this week on Chicago Beer Pass, we talk about all the great beer events we went to. Maybe it don't even have to be beer events. It could just be breweries we checked out or new spots we visited. And then we get into the following week and what we're thinking about going to, what you should be going to. Well, we saw that was pretty neat. But let's start with this past week. First, I want to say I picked up my beer tower.
You got the tower beer that you won at Festival.
Festival, yeah.
All right. Now, did you just hop in a cab and put all in the cab or what? Like, how'd this work out for you?
No, so I have a car.
Okay.
So it all fit in my little Honda Civic.
Okay.
And no problem. I picked it up around lunchtime. They all brought it down on a cart for me, and we just loaded up the car real quick, and I took off. About 18 cases of beer.
Jeez.
And then I got people here. I brought it all to the office because where am I really going to keep this amount of beer at my house?
You picked up a tower of beer and took it straight to work.
Right.
Outstanding.
And so I called everywhere. I called people down like, hey, I need help. Can't bring this up like 4 flights of stairs, 1 case at a time.
Well, sharing is caring, yeah. Brad, so...
So it's all in the closet here, and, you know, we've already went into it a little bit. There's some good stuff in there, so it should last for a little while.
A little bit.
At least till
Thanksgiving. Maybe.
We'll see. Yeah.
Maybe.
But there's some stuff we got to drink right away. There's some New Glarus Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. It's a case of Lagunitas IPA, you know.
That's true. You don't want to sit on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to drink that.
But there's a case of Opal from Firestone Walker, so... Mm-hmm. That's not a bad one to get.
You got some choice selections in there,
I
man.
I know, yeah. I won't stay thirsty. Or I will stay thirsty? No, I won't be thirsty.
I think all bets are off. I'd be lucky. You guys might not. If you throw all you need is one party in, you might not make it through Halloween.
Oh.
You know, with all that beer.
I'm going to have to lock it down. But yeah, so I did that. And then I also went to the Goose Island 312 Block Party on Saturday. I was a little concerned because it was raining in the morning.
Okay.
And I was just kind of, you know, waiting it out, seeing if it was going to clear up. And it did clear up, so made it down over the Fulton Wood. And this year they had it bigger. It went around the block.
Yeah.
And they had 2 stages set up, and it was packed.
So this is a beer festival featuring Goose stuff, and then it's also like this huge concert, right?
Yeah, so they had 4 bands, I think, playing. Throughout the day.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the bands. I heard some bands playing, but never made it to actually watch a band. They also had like lines for Bourbon County releases. They had the mini golf setup that they had at the Barrel Warehouse.
Yeah.
They had ping pong tournament. They had some old arcade machines and some pinball.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. I've never seen that at that 312.
No, Few was doing cocktails. They had coffee pouring.
Dude, this sounds kind of awesome, actually.
There was just a lot of stuff going on. They had that new bus that they got.
Yeah, so it's like this old school like bus from like the 50s or 60s or something, yeah, right? Yeah,
so they had that out. You could get over there and like go on it and like sit on it for a bit and drink.
And I think they're going to do like educational stuff out of this bus.
Okay.
It's like a huge bus, like an actual like a city bus or like a, you know, like the bus you would take to like the casino, like if you're right. An old person.
But on the side
yeah.
Are some taps.
What?
Yeah.
That's all. I got to see this bus.
So they had that. And then they had like, I don't know, like 15 food trucks for everyone to get food. Because last year there was like maybe 2 food trucks.
Yeah.
And they ran out of food pretty quickly. And I felt like this year maybe people stayed around longer and kept drinking because they could eat. Last year you would have to leave and you probably were like, screw this, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to Cobra.
Yeah.
Right.
But this year everyone just stayed, so it was packed. Mm. And once you get in, like we had no problem getting in and everything, but you get in and then the lines to get beer are just, they're long.
Now, I went to this last year and it was a little colder, but I remember like, you know, they had the... you know, some of the standard offerings out on the street. And then there was this one, you know, dock, this one building where you could go in and get some of the dangerous stuff, right?
It was all kind of spread out. They didn't have, like, that VIP area.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They didn't do that this year. So every, like, beer station had the 312s, Green Line, and IPA. Yeah. And then they also had, one of them had the Fulton Wood beers. One had like Sticky Feather and regular Bourbon County.
Sticky Feather.
Yeah. And then another one had, you know, Madam Rose and Jillian and Sophie. And
okay.
So they were all like kind of broken up, but they were long lines. And I think once you got that first beer, once you were like in that line, you had nothing to drink. And you're like, this sucks, man. I just want a beer. Like, yeah. I don't care. I'll just take a 312. Just get it to me quick. I got to get this. I got to get this. Block party started.
You know, 312 green, 312 yellow. Give me a 312. Right.
I don't care what color it is. Just give it to me. But once you had that first one, then you're like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm good now. I can wait. You can wait in line again because now you have your beer and you're fine. You're just standing around most of the time chatting with friends. So
yeah.
And then most of the time you're standing in line waiting to get another beer. If it's a Bourbon County release, one of the 10 variations they were doing that day.
Now, did they, because, you know, they're good for, like, doing, like, these timed releases of the BCS stuff. Was it like that, or did you go to the BCS station and you could just...
So they had just Bourbon County on a couple of the regular beer stations, but then they had the release schedule. Like, every hour was a different one. I think I ended up with the Backyard Rye Bourbon County. I didn't wait in line. It was like no one was in line. Everyone was waiting for the new Cherry Bourbon County.
Oh, the one that's coming out this year?
Yeah. And so that line was building up, but it's like, oh, if you want Rye Bourbon County, just get it right now. I'm like, all right, whatever. I don't really care.
Right. That sounds like a good time, man. You know, like, yeah, because we talk about this a lot on the show. There aren't a lot of big beer festivals in the city, during the summer, you know. And I know we're towards the end of the summer, but, yeah, it's cool that, you know, it's in the city.
And then the rain stopped, so it was a great day for hanging outside and just standing around drinking.
Yeah.
I didn't hear too many complaints from anyone. There was definitely a couple people that were pretty drunk that I saw had to get escorted out. So
some people just can't handle BCS.
Right. Well, you're standing in that Bourbon County line over and over again. You start swaying.
And I know that I saw in a couple forums that, you know, the Zwanzaa Day, the Cantillon Zwanzaa Day, that festival at, you know, West Lakeview.
It was happening the same day,
earlier in the day, like 11 a.m. Uh-huh. And a lot of guys were talking about, hey, well, let's go to that and then go to the block party.
That one seemed interesting. I didn't make it to that. Yeah. But it also seemed kind of overpriced for what it was. It was like, what was it, like $40 or $60? You got a glass, and then you got a sample of that beer.
Yeah.
But
pretty stiff price
point. Yeah.
You have to really be into that beer to want to go to that, yeah.
But I'm glad I went to the block party. It was a lot of fun, you know. Saw lots of familiar faces there. And yeah, I was kind of disappointed I didn't try the Sticky Feathers. That was the one beer.
Now, what is Sticky Feathers? I haven't heard of this yet.
You know, I'm not really, I think it's just a big IPA. Now you put me on the spot. I didn't even like really like, know what it was, but people were like, try that.
Oh, so, but it's the one of the goose beers?
Yeah, it's a goose
okay.
beer.
Okay.
But they also got some Muddy, which I hadn't yeah. had, but that was in, got in bottles and people were loving that. So I got to try that finally.
Yeah. Here it's like a, like almost like an Imperial Sweet Stout or something. Yeah.
It was good, but not what I needed for block party drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's cool. Sounds like they broke everything up by groups, mm-hmm. gave you a chance to just kind of try their brands, you know, like maybe the Sisters over here and the Vintage Land over here and BCS yeah. over here.
I think if they you know, do it again, they probably should just do a couple 312 stations just yeah. to like get people beer faster. Like if you just want a beer, here's 312. If you want other stuff, wait in line for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Because they were just doing that out of cans. They weren't even pouring that stuff out of the tap.
Yeah. That sounds cool.
It was fun. Where were you at? I didn't even see you.
Man, sucking at life apparently is what I was doing. Yeah, I did the brew bus on Saturday. You know, 3 stops, 3 hours. We didn't go to usually we stop at Haymarket because Haymarket's right downtown, but mm-hmm. Haymarket had Sausage Fest, so we went out to Lagunitas.
Oh wow! Okay.
For the first time ever on the brew bus.
How'd that go?
Lagunitas is a really cool setup. You know, once you get there, it's like near 18th and Western, something like that. We've been out there a couple times, right?
Okay.
It was like, you know, it's this huge space, and you have to walk to like the third floor to get to the tap room.
Yeah, I still haven't made it since it's been open.
It's so, because it's not a part of town that you would like go to for anything else. There's nothing you know? There. And then they close like relatively early, you uh-huh. know? So, yeah. So I think like on Sundays, you know, they close at like, you know, 9 o'clock, if that, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, you get the tour, and, you know, you go through the this massive space. It's, like, literally the size of Soldier Field, something like 300,000 square feet, just, like, a ridiculous space.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and they were saying how they do, they've got their bottling line, and their bottling line does 500 bottles a minute.
Wow.
Yeah, which is, yeah, so apparently there's a drought in on the West Coast, mm-hmm. you know, and it doesn't affect their current brewery, but I think their current brewery's output is, you know, something like they can max at like 500,000 barrels a year. This, it, once it's fully up and running, is can go to like over 1.2 million barrels a year. Oh, so they could man. Literally run their whole operation just from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Chicago's right by Lake Michigan, which is good for brewing water. A lot of brewers say that.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of water. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. So that was good. It was good to get over there. It's the largest brewery in the history of Chicago, man. It's bigger than every other brewery, gallon-wise, like barrel-wise, larger than every other brewery in the city combined.
That's nuts.
So, yeah. It's wacky. It's wacky, man.
Are you guys going to keep it as a spot, you think, or are you going to go back to Haymarket?
I really like the Haymarket start because, like, in the evening, it's usually Haymarket's usually the starting point at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's a really great spot, and you know, Lagunitas isn't that far from Haymarket. And in fact, we took the street over and got there like in under 10 minutes.
Okay.
You know, just right down Ogden, you know.
Right.
So it would be nice to incorporate it. Yeah. Because right now we go to a spot in Lincoln Park, which is actually like a bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's not a brewery.
It's not a brewery. Because, you know, it's tough to bring, you know, 22 people at 7 o'clock on a Saturday.
Into a space. Yeah.
Any kind of space. Right. Well, you know, so. Yeah, so we'll see. I'm rooting for it. I like going to new places, so
yeah.
We'll see if we can keep that going. They definitely cool. want to do it. We're still trying to figure out how it can work out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Does everyone have to meet at the first stop, or does the brew bus like pick people up from somewhere and then start?
Yeah, we thought about picking people up from somewhere, but then we're like, you know, you should just meet us at Haymarket.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Or in this case, it was Lagunitas, right?
Right. Just meet us there, and then we'll go to these other two spots. It's a 3-hour tour with the travel. It takes probably about 4 hours total.
Okay.
And then we'll go back to Lagunitas when it's over or whatever the starting point was.
Yeah.
You can get off the bus anytime you want.
You can quit at second you know, stop. If like, you just want to ride by my house. See ya.
Right. And you know, you just want to tap out, you know,
okay.
Cause there's no contract. No, you're contractually obligated to ride this bus until it's over.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, you know, we go back to the starting point as a courtesy.
But the romance starts. You have to make it all the way.
So
that's what makes it so romantic.
So the brew bus was in USA Today, right? For like one of the most romantic destinations in Chicago. And it was so crazy. I mean, it's cool that it was in USA Today. Uh-huh. But I'm like, if anybody's seen this bus or been on this bus, there's no way in hell that this could be considered romantic on any level. But, you know, I mean, we'll take it, you know. But it was hilarious, man. So then they give me shit all about it. Like, Brad gives me shit. Fucking when the festival A's were on, they gave it to me, too. It was funny. Yeah.
Well, awesome. All right. Well, sounds like we both had a pretty good Saturday. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Should we get into this coming week, then, and see what's on the calendar and, yeah, what we're going to?
Yeah, let's check it out. So it's Oktoberfest season, you know, and Revolution's doing their Oktoberfest launch on September 24th. That's a Wednesday from 7 to 10 at Sheffield's.
Now, what are they launching? Because this beer has been out, right? Isn't this beer already out?
Their beers come out like super crazy, like for the season. Like, I remember last year, their Christmas ale came out like before Halloween.
So am I crazy to think I haven't seen Oktoberfest?
That wouldn't surprise me at all if you saw that beer.
Okay.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. So this is, they're celebrating all things beer with their Oktoberfest party. And they're bringing the Bulls and Beer Band, which is a party punk polka band. Yeah.
Okay. Good thing this isn't at Goose Wrigley because there's no polka after a certain time.
They are serious. They're like, dude, there's a noise ordinance. Yo, you want to hear something crazy?
All right.
They're closing Goose Wrigley. I don't know if this is like...
Yeah, because all that got bought up. They're going to build like parking and hotel.
Exactly. It's all part of the Cubs, the Wrigley Field renovation. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, Mullins, the Salt and Pepper Diner, and Goose Wrigley, like none of them are re-signing their leases because when the Cubs revamped, they're buying all that space to do all the stuff you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, dude, we might have just had our last party at Goose Wrigley.
15 years, not bad for them, yeah.
That's a good run, though. Mm-hmm. That's a good run. Yeah.
But anyway, Revolution.
Yeah, Revolution, man. So the polka band's coming. This isn't like their party at their brewery last year where they had, like, you know, the all-girl Kiss band, which was killer.
Oh, I remember hearing about that, yeah.
This is something different. So I don't know if this is replacing that party, but this is this week. It's Wednesday the 24th. And they'll have a polka band, and they'll be pouring steins of Oktoberfest.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Man, steins. Whew. You get dangerous drinking those liter beer.
Yeah, dude. And... It's almost 70 ounces or something like that.
That's nuts.
Yeah. So that's Wednesday. And then that's all I got for Wednesday. We got anything else for Wednesday?
No, that's it.
All right. So Thursday, September 25th, Lake Effect Brewing. They're launching their wet hop ale. So it's Oktoberfest season, but then it's also harvest ale season, which I'm excited about. And probably even more so than Oktoberfest, honestly.
Okay.
I love a good wet hop beer, man. So this is called the 45th Ward Ale. So this is beer brewed with all Northwest Side hops. So they've got 15 hop growers on the Northwest Side. They got a mixture of like six different hops. And they've got a local artist coming out who did the bottles.
Okay.
And they're going to have a launch party at the Gale Street Inn, which is North Milwaukee Avenue.
Gale Street Inn. Have you been there? I haven't been there.
No, I know where it is because it's across the street from like a CTA Blue Line stop.
Okay.
Up there. But yeah, the Gale Street Inn is actually like a really old school like barbecue joint.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a restaurant. Yeah, they do like ribs and shit like that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Not bad. Well, speaking of food, there's also a 6-course dinner Thursday night, right?
Yeah, so that's going to be downtown at House and Hood. So that's
House and Hood.
Yeah, House and Hood. So that's it's the Tribune building.
Oh, okay.
So if I got this right, I think the architects of the building were House and Hood. So they put in this huge revamped restaurant with like 80 drafts.
Oh, okay.
They do like brunch and they do stuff like this, right?
Oh, well, that's kind of neat because I felt like the name kind of comes off a little like, I don't know, falls under all those like...
The ampersands.
Yeah, and it just feels guys. Like,
like you're just jumping on that.
Yeah, yeah. Downtown.
Yeah, Bangers and Lace. And like really good spots, like, you know.
Bear and Bull.
Yeah, Longman and Eagle. Yeah. So, yeah, this is 435 North Michigan Avenue. So it's from 6 to 9, and it's a 6-course traditional Oktoberfest style dinner. Lots of pork. You know, because, you know, beer folks love pork.
Yeah. And sausage, too.
And don't forget sausage. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Metropolitan and Two Brothers and Left Hand. And everybody's bringing their Oktoberfest beer. I've never had the Atom Smasher, which looks kind of interesting. So
yeah, that's from Two Brothers.
Yeah. Like an 8% Oktoberfest beer from them.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. It's it's tasty. One year I was at the Warrenville location, and they actually did some, like, cans of it, you know, blank cans that had just like the stickers on them. So I picked up like cans of Atom Smasher, which Whew, that's dangerous.
Yeah. So they're doing, these guys are doing three different stations where you can get your food. The stations will be on the outdoor patio. There'll be music and then there'll be beer being poured. So that's a $55 ticket Thursday, September 25th from 6 to 9 at House and Hood, right downtown, right on the river.
Cool. Yeah. Well, then Friday is another local option event. Kicking off at 3:30.
That's what they do.
What's this, asses and the, more? Or
the ass makeover. Ass made. I have no idea what that means.
I don't know.
If you want to get your ass made over, get it to local option.
Yeah.
3 o'clock on Friday the 26th. So, yeah.
I think it's probably just getting your ass kicked. Like, with their tap list, you're usually getting your ass kicked.
Yeah. It's one of the best bars in the city. So, yeah.
Nice. 3:30, kicking off local option. Yeah. Definitely check that out.
And that's it. So it's a slow Saturday, though, right?
But Saturday is at Flossmoor Station.
Okay.
Can't forget about these guys. In Flossmoor, Illinois, right off the train there.
Yep.
They're having Oktoberfest party.
Right on.
It's on Saturday, September 27th from 2 to 9, and they're going to be tapping their new alt beer as well.
So. I wouldn't mind trying that. You know, they've got a pretty – they were the small brew pub of the year at Great American Beer Fest in, like, 06. And then, you know, Todd Ashman's back out there. He was at 5150, which I believe is in Cali. I definitely know it's, like, west.
Todd's back there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he's back over there.
Is he still doing 50 – is it 50 – 50?
50. I think he left.
He left?
50, he 50. Left. He came from Flossmoor.
Right.
And he left to go 5150. Now he's back.
Because I remember all the trouble that started when just like Flossmoor was kind of like, what happened? We kind of lost our audience or their revenue was down. But I think it was probably just a general downturn for them. Like it wasn't like the brewer's fault because I think they've been making good beer ever since they started. So they kind of went to him like, what's wrong? And I think his thought was they started changing the recipes and doing other stuff, which was kind of the mantra there for a few years. Like people wanted new stuff. I think it was bringing people to Flossmoor that wouldn't have gone to Flossmoor.
Yeah. Cause it's a little sleepy suburban town, you know, and those people probably needed someone to reach out to them and change things up and, you know, kind of cater to them a little bit.
Yeah, because now that after Brian and then Richard left.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So we're talking about the Flossmoor lineage a little bit, right? Yeah. You know, Brian Shimkos, right? He was at Half Acre. I think he's now at AL Syndicate.
He's now at AL Syndicate. He was at Berghoff for a little bit.
Okay. And then Richard Grant, who left Flossmoor to go to Finch. And now he's over at AL Syndicate.
Yeah.
And even the brew pub master at Goose Island, Nick Barron, after Jared left to start Moody Tongue, Nick was at
Flossmoor. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're one of these breweries that, you know, they had a lot of talent come through there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty cool place in that respect.
Right. And I even think Ken Hunnemeter mentioned a bunch of new people at Goose were at Flossmoor for a little bit. So I think like after Brian and Richard left, they just went through like a bunch of people for a little while and now Todd's back.
Yeah.
I guess maybe trying to pick up the pieces or I don't know, like just figure that out. I think they need to not worry about their beer. I think their beer is good. I think they need to fix their menu. That menu is stupid. It's a book. It's 10 pages of microwavable crap.
It's
like Flossmoor, just putting it out there. Like, there's
room
menu.
For improvement on the Flossmoor menu. I agree with that.
Here's
the food
tacos.
Menu.
Here's a Reuben. Here's, I don't know, pizza bagel bites. Yep. Like, this is just, it's stupid.
The menu does not match the beers. Yeah. I do agree with that.
Yeah. And that's, I think, one reason why I wouldn't go there. It's just far. I'm not going to go to Flossmoor for like.
You got Brad's in the zone right now.
Let's go to Flossmoor for dinner. No, you're not going to do that.
That's true. Yeah. So it's the Flossmoor Station Oktoberfest. Yeah.
But you definitely go there to drink for the Oktoberfest party.
Yeah.
And it's right off the train, so it's easy to get to.
You like literally, you can catch that train, you know, at Millennium Station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drink a few beers on the way out there, get off at Flossmoor Station. It's literally steps from the train.
Yeah.
So
fill up a growler, and then when you leave, just drink that on the way home.
Yeah, it's a good spot. And then so.
All right, so check that out Saturday. Also, Saturday is Haymarket event, right?
Yeah, so Haymarket's tapping Indignant. So Indignant is their barrel-aged stout, and this year they've got a version that uses Bell Mead bourbon. So the guys from Bell Mead are going to be there. Charlie Nelson's his name. And what they did was they put the Indignant in Bell Mead barrels for 6 months. And you get a chance to try the original bourbon along with the bourbon barrel-aged beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fun when you can try that beer and the barrel or alcohol that with it. You can kind of start to pick off those ingredients.
Yeah, it definitely turns into like, you know, like a showcase. Mm-hmm. And then you can also like, you know, learn a little bit more about picking out those notes. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's Saturday at 6 p.m. at Haymarket.
Nice. Is that it for the weekend?
It's a slow week, man. Yeah, we should.
Well, then there's two more events next week that I should check out. This one's a little pricey. It's a little more than our 6-course dinner at Howls and Hood. This is at Publican. It's a Goose Island beer dinner. It's $150 a person.
Yeah, you're going to drop some coin.
Most of their beer dinners are usually about that price. But yeah, it's Publican, and you're getting food and beer, so it's... You probably would spend maybe $100 if you're getting dinner usually at the Publican. So you're getting a beer dinner and all these beers.
Yeah. If you can get at a 5-course dinner at Publican, you're in for a good night.
Uh-huh. And a portion of the profits go to Pilot Light, a Chicago-based nonprofit that provides children with knowledge, attitudes, and skills to develop healthy relationships with food. So it's for a good cause.
Yeah. You'll see proprietors, BCS. You'll also see Jillian. A 3-year flight of Matilda, just to name a few. And even Madame Rose from last year will be there too.
So if you're looking to go to that, make some reservations. You need reservations, usually for Publican. And yeah, it's that Tuesday, September 30th.
Yeah, that's a 5:30 start.
And then Wednesday, we may mention this again next week maybe.
Yeah.
But at Small Bar Division is Four Hands Pop-Up Tap Room.
Now, Four Hands is down in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, one of their beers I love they had over at the West Loop Fest is the Contact High.
Mm,
it's like a blue orange zest wheat ale. It's like 4%. It's tasty. But some of the beers they'll have there are Snake Oil, a red IPA, Cash Money, a double IPA.
Cash Money.
And, yeah, Single Speed Jasmine Blonde, a chocolate milk stout. Yeah, it definitely seems like a good lineup. Wednesday, October 1st.
That's good stuff.
Whew, that's the calendar.
Man.
All right. And then you came across this neat article about 25 breweries you should know or drinking from. Or
yeah, draftmagazine.com, man. It was really cool. They actually gave us a proper shout out. Nothing romantic on the Brew Buzz. Draft Magazine said, hey, this is one of the coolest getaways, you know. So cheers to them, because I like that article.
From romantic to just a getaway.
Yeah, it's just a getaway. If you're in town, if you're in this town, you should do this, right? Which was way cooler. So, yeah. So Draft Magazine came out with this article recently on their website that said 25 breweries that you should know. You know, and they went, you know, all across the country, obviously, you know, mm-hmm. and then but locally, Pipeworks.
Oh, nice.
Was in the article. Yeah, they talked about how Pipeworks model is something you don't see all the time. Well, hey, they're the first brewery that really succeeded with the whole Kickstarter thing.
Right.
And you saw other breweries, you know, at smaller increments of money, you know, do successful Kickstarter and Indiegogo programs.
Right.
But they were really the first ones.
They're the first, and they're pumping out a crazy amount of beer that's different. Yeah.
Yeah, they did literally maybe like 44 different beers their first year. And what I like about Pipeworks is that, you know, Ninja versus Unicorn is the first beer they ever dropped. But then they're doing like literally... every batch is something new,
yeah.
You know, which is cool. And that's not something you see. They come in bombers, and they're trying to make a different type of beer literally like every other week,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool.
Which, yeah, definitely. Any other standouts on that list that were like surprising?
Yeah, so, Perennial was there. Perennial, you know, I think their Walnut Dunkelweiss, and then Abraxas, obviously.
Sure.
And then the sour stuff. So Perennial was on the list. And then Side Project, which is, you know, the head brewer at Perennial.
Mm-hmm.
I think the story was that, hey, you know, the Perennial guy, you know, Wymore, we talk about it. Phil spent some time at Goose. He spent some time at Half Acre. And his head brewer, you know, he had a conversation about his head brewer possibly leaving. And he's like, well, why don't you just start a brewery project here?
Yeah.
And that brewery project became Side Project Brewing, which is also on this list. So there's 25 breweries, and then those two are the 25, which is
cool. That's a funny way to keep someone. So I think I'm going to leave. no, why don't you just do that here, but still work for me?
Right. Let's just, we got this groove going. Let's just keep that going.
Yeah, it's good. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
So that was cool. So yeah, that was a fun little article from this week in Draft Magazine.
Oh, cool. I'll have to check out all 25 and see how many of them had.
Yeah.
Well, we should get out of here because I got to get over to the Lila's for the Pumpkin Oktoberfest event.
Yeah, man.
Try some beers over there. But Nick, how can people find you or get in touch when they're not listening to the show?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosia.
And you can find me on Twitter. It's at BRAD. And you can find Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter. It's at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to a lot of the stuff we mentioned here and links to download, as well as subscribe in iTunes. So, and leave us a review. We love reading those. And then our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. You know, we post other events, photos. So like us up there and see what we're drinking and where we're at. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.